The Gemara mentions Avuah d'Rabzeira. There's a fascinating Seida Hadoiris. It's under Erech Rabzeira, who quotes, really it comes from the Sefer HaYochsen, who quoted from a Sefer called Kabbalas HaChosid, that says as follows. There's a Kabbalah that Rabzeira and Rapapa loy noida lohem av k'moyla ben sirah. That's what the Sefer says. That Rabzeira and Rapapa never knew their father, and not just they didn't know their father, no one knew their father, k'moyla ben sirah. So who was ben sirah? So ben sirah is quoted throughout Shas, Dvarim Atikim, we've spoken so much about him over the years, Cairo Geniza, etc., etc., etc. But one thing that everyone knows about ben sirah is the Chelkis Mechaykik, who in the beginning of Evin Ezer says that ben sirah his mother was Nisabra Ba'ambati. In fact, there's a Yesh Oimrim that it came from Yirmiyo Anavi. Ben Sira, Ben Zera, is really the son of Yirmiyo Anavi, who was Nisabra Mibitoi Agantza Maiso. This is something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch by the Chelkas Mechaikik with halachic implications. But the bottom line is, this Sefer said, it's quoted by the Seyda Hadoiris, who's quoting the Yuchsen, who's quoting this Sefer called Kabbalah Sachasa, that says that what happened to Ben Sira happened to Rab Zera and happened to Rab Papa. As if to say that Rab Zera and Rab Papa's mothers were also Nisabra Ba'ambati. The Seyda Daira says, I found this in another Sefer, that's called Sefer Ben Sira. Okay, very befitting. And the Sefer says as follows, Shloisha noldu b'loy shchivas bal. There are three people that were born without shchivas bal. Ben Sira, Rab Papa, v'Rab Zera. Pam achas holchu imoysom lebeis hamerchitz, v'nichnos lahem b'kubas and zeri Yisrael, v'nes abru mehem v'yoldu mehem v'loy hoyu yoyde mi aviyem. This is what it says in this Sefer called Sefer Ben Sira. Regardless, the Seyda Doiris, Rabbi Chil Halperin, after he brings this Inyan, he says, it's a plea to me. He says, I mamish don't even understand it. First of all, the Gemara quotes Avuah d'Rab Zeira in Fashidina places. Sanhedrin Chafei Amid Beis is Exhibit A, a whole mice about him. And if that's the case, how could you say that he didn't know who his father is? He says, besides, if Rab Zeira and Rab Papa didn't know who their father is, then they would not have been allowed to get married. And the reason is because the Chelkas Mechoik declares whether Nisabra Bambati, that child that's born, is that child Nisyaches after his father, or is the child not Nisyaches after his father? Kiyadua, Ramoshin is Tshuva, this has a Shaychis to artificial insemination, right? Dvarim, you do in Vatikin. But the bottom line is Azoish Tate and Chelkas Mechoik. Which means then that Rab Zeira Papa would have had a father and they wouldn't have known who their father is. What's the halacha if someone has a father who doesn't know who his father is? Can't get married. Because maybe the person that he's married is a chosa min ha'av, and as a result, you're not going to be able to marry anybody. And Rab Zeira, we know, got married. Rab Papa, Shein Emo, right? All the 10 sons of Rab Papa. We know Rab Papa got married. So at the end of the day, says the Seyda Doiris to me, this is mamish a pli atzuma. By the way, Yehuda va'id l'kra, Rab Zeira was a kohen. So how do you know Rab Zeira was a kohen if Rab Zeira didn't even know who his father was? If his mother was Nisabra Bambat. B'chura, it's a dvar pelach. But I'll tell you a beautiful hoysafa to this that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from a guy in Reb David Yoel Weiss Shlita, and this is in the new Sefer Masechtes Tainus on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. So there too, there's a Gemara that says Maskif La Avuah d'Rab Zeira. That's one of the places where Avuah d'Rab Zeira is mentioned. So he brings a little bit of a pilpul on Avuah d'Rab Zeira. He quotes the Seyda Adairis and the Yuchsin, and at the end he says like this: I found the Sefer. It's called Meir Eni Chachamim. Now I found the Sefer, so the Sefer, Meir Eni Chachamim, and he says that I think the reason Rab Zeira's father, this is parenthetic to this discussion, was called Avuah d'Rab Zeira, was because Avuah d'Rab Zeira was a Gabbai Tztaka, Kemavur Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chofei Amud Beis. And we know that Chachamim didn't like the Gabbai, not Gabbai Tztaka, I'm sorry, he was a tax collector. And the Chachamim, we know, didn't like the tax collector. Chachamim very much liked the Gabbai Tztaka, right? The brachas that they get is through the moon. Oh, but the tax collectors, that was a whole different Indian. And because he was a tax collector, that's why he was known as Avuah d'Rab Zeira. Now it's a little Tzarech Bir, because really, if you look at the Gemara, it sounds like he was a good tax collector. In fact, it sounds like that's even the segue. Stam Roy Apostle, Stam Gabbai Kosher, and then we tell the story of Avuah d'Rab Zeira. The way Reb David Yoel Weitz quotes this Sefer, Meir Eni Chachamim, is that because he was a tax collector, Hutzrich Lema'it Melimudai. Like you find by Mordechai Pirshim Imenu Mikzas Sanhedrin. So it's not so much that he was a tax collector and the Chachamim don't like him. It's because it sounds like he's a good tax collector. But it's the fact that he had to be Mema'it Melimudai. Now what is this reminiscent of? Right, who else is an Amor that's known throughout Shas as Avuah d', right, as the father of? So the most famous father of is Avuah d'Shmuel. And really, Avuah d'Shmuel is a pella that he was known as Avuah d'Shmuel. Because Avuah d'Shmuel is one of the most often mentioned Amoraim in Shas, right? He's an Amora that's mentioned everywhere. And his zikr had a name, right? His name was Abba. But the point is, he had a name. Yet he goes down as Avuah d'Shmuel. So Pashup Shad is because Shmuel was so great, meaning as great as Avuah d'Shmuel was, but Shmuel was Shmuel, right? And because Shmuel is Shmuel, so it's a bigger yichas to be known as Avuah d'Shmuel, even to be known as who he is. But as relates to Avuah d'Shmuel, there's another mahalach. And this is also brought down in the Seyda Adoyers, and it's based on a Yerushalmi that's quoted by Tois Masechtas Kedushin, Dafayin Gimel Amin Aleph, where the Yerushalmi says that at the time that Shmuel's mother was Nisabra, Avuah d'Shmuel was in Medina Sayam. So how was she Nisabra from her husband? Because Avuah d'Shmuel used the shame, one of the shameless HaKodesh, and he literally had Kvitzas HaDerech, the Shimesh, Mitasai, the Hoylet Shmuel. So to say, the Adaira says that it's because of the fact that there was Azar rumor that it didn't really make so much sense how Shmuel's father could have been his father. So that's why, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, he became known as Avuah d'Shmuel. But we have Avuah d'Shmuel. Today's Tanakh we have Avuah d'Rab Zeira.